We have some folks in the studio who are in way too good of a mood for how early we got them up this morning. They're all smiling and laughing, and we're here to talk about a back-to-school bash coming up in Carbondale and what we need to do to help make that happen. So I'll let you introduce yourselves.
I'm Nancy Maxwell, volunteer at the Women's Center, and I've been doing this for 4 years now.
Okay.
And it's been successful, and I hope the community will keep donating to make this event a continued success.
Okay.
I'm Tasha Rhimes. I represent Hopewell Missionary Baptist Church.
All right.
Pastor Christopher Swim, senior pastor of Hopewell, and also a chamber board member for the Carbondale Chamber of Commerce.
All right.
And in absence is our other sponsors of the Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority of Carbondale, as well as the Black Alumni Group of Southern Illinois University.
Okay, so what happens at the Back to School Bash? Who is it for, and what happens there?
It is for all community members who have children that are ages pre-K through 12th grade, getting ready to go back to school. We'll have free dental exams. We will give out a book bag and some basic supplies to every student. First come, first serve. Our goal is to give out at least 500 book bags. We would love to do more, but definitely 500 book bags. We'll have information to get the student ready for their first days of school, because that points to the greatest success for students when they have their supplies and the right information.
And this is the fourth time you've done this?
As a partnership, yes.
Yes, as a partnership. And how many people typically attend this event?
We normally get around 500 to 800 people come through at any given time.
Okay. All right.
We've counted more.
More?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The news said 3,000.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Well, I'm sure with, you know, you may be with the kids and the backpacks you give out, but then you've got parents or grandparents or, you know, coming through.
And some of the things that we have there.
Because we have free food and activities will be on site. Carbondale PD will be there doing identikits. The Southern Illinois Pharaohs will be out, and we'll have a basketball hoop out so some of the kids can do one-on-one with semi-professional basketball.
Oh, that's fun. Take them on. And you all are here today because you need some help in making this happen.
Yes,
so what
we do.
What kinds of things do you need?
We do need donations.
Uh-huh.
But backpacks. Backpacks is our number one priority to meet the 500 goal limit.
Uh-huh.
So that's the number one thing. Also, on Saturday at Walmart, we will have to stuff the bus. So if people want to come out to Walmart and while they're out shopping, purchase a donation and help us stuff the bus with supplies and maybe a book bag.
Okay, and that's the Carbondale Walmart. And
yes.
That's on Saturday. What hours?
From 10 to 1.
From 10 to 1 on Saturday at the Carbondale Walmart. You can go out, and that's the location where you can just pick up the things you want to donate, mm-hmm. and you'll be right there to collect them.
Yes. Yes.
Right. Are there particular school supplies that you are interested in or that you run short on, or...
No, pretty much whatever they bring, but the main thing being the backpacks.
The main thing, so the main need is the backpacks. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay. So lots of backpacks available at Walmart or lots of other sales. I noticed this Sunday in the sales flyers in the newspapers, all the school supplies started going on sale. So it's a good time to pick them up. I have a daughter who needs a new backpack as well. So she was looking through to see what she wanted, and we can just pick up an extra one and bring it to
you
folks.
Thank you so much.
And so you also said there's dental exams available. That's got to be a real big boon to a lot of families.
Yes. Safari Dental will be out. You know, just the different things that parents won't have to have that extra concern about getting their student ready for school. Nothing says success like a prepared student. So their health is important.
Mm-hmm.
Their supplies are important. And, you know, we're just excited to play a part in the community students' lives.
And you also look for monetary donations to help put this on as well.
Monetary is always wonderful.
Where can those be sent?
We have two drop-off locations. You can drop things off at Hopewell Baptist Church at 400 East Main Street here in Carbondale, or the Women's Center, which is
610 South Thompson in Carbondale, Illinois.
Okay, so monetary donations to either Hopewell Baptist Church or the Women's Center in Carbondale, the Stuff the Bus event Saturday from 10 to 1 at the Carbondale Walmart. And I think that's just going to be the easiest way to go pick up a backpack and drop it off for folks. And tell us again when the actual event is.
It's going to be Saturday, August the 5th, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Hopewell. Again, 400 East Main Street in Carbondale.
And that'll be kind of the weekend before... another week, and then school starts
right.
in a lot of... When does school start in Carbondale, do you know?
I believe the 17th or
18th. The 17th, yeah, I think that week of the August 13th, 14th is when a lot of it...
Starts.
Yeah, a lot of the schools in the area start. So that will be here before we know it. Sorry to remind you kids and teachers out there, but it's going to be here before we know it.
There are a lot of parents just smiling.
Yes, counting the days.
So, all right. Well, thank you folks for joining
us.
Thank you so much. I'm sure you're all, volunteers in doing this, and it's a great work that you're doing to help these kids get set up for success. So
thank you
for your time in doing that.
And thank you for doing this for us.
All right. Good to see you.